as we go a little something like this.
Bonus. Number one. Thank you for everything you've done for me. I enjoyed helping you.
非常棒的一句回答，我最喜欢的一句话。
Thank you for everything you've done for me. I enjoyed helping you.
我再次提醒大家，要将一个句子脱口而出，都是非常困难的。要有朗诵100遍、200遍，甚至500遍、1000遍的决心。一旦掌握了一个句子，你的英文就前进了一步，所以要有耐心 ，be patient.
Number two, thank you for giving me a ride.
No problem.
Thank you for giving me a ride. No problem.
Number three,
thank you for listening to me. Anytime.Thank you for listening to me anytime.
Number four.
Thank you for trying to make me feel better. I don't like it when you're sad. Thank you for trying to make me feel better. I don't like it when you're sad.
Number five.
Thank you for explaining this to me.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for explaining this to me. It's my pleasure.
Number six.
Thank you for your concern.
I worry about you.
Thank you for your concern. I worry about you.
Jennifer's favorite sentences.
Number one.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. We're friends. That's what I'm here for.
Slowly.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. We're friends. That's what I'm here for.
Number two.
Thank you for talking to me about the situation. My pleasure.
Exaggerate slowly.
Thank you for talking to me about the situation. My pleasure.
Number three.
Thank you for letting me stay here. Don't mention it. Come back anytime.
慢速，疯狂的夸张。
Thank you for letting me stay here. Don't mention it. Come back any time.
As quickly as possible.
Thank you for letting me stay here. Don't mention it. Come back any time.
Number four.
Thank you for the present. You're welcome.
Slowly.
Thank you for the present. You're welcome.
As quickly as possible.
Thank you for the present. You're welcome.
Number five.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for coming.
Slowly.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for coming.
超级财富 Super wealth. Number one.
Thank you for showing me the way. I greatly appreciate it. No problem. It was my pleasure.
Slowly.
Thank you for showing me the way. I greatly appreciate it. No problem. It was my pleasure.
Number two.
Thank you for telling me the truth. You're welcome. I thought you wanted to know.
Slowly.
Thank you for telling me the truth. You're welcome. I thought you'd want to know.
Number 3.
Thank you for lending me your car. No problem. Anytime.
Slowly.
Thank you for lending me your car. No problem. Anytime.
Number 4.
Thank you for your hospitality. It was my pleasure.
Slowly.
Thank you for your hospitality. It was my pleasure.
Number 5.
Thank you for informing me about the schedule change. That's okay. It's my job.
这是一个超级的挑战，用到了一个非常专业的词语叫 schedule change。我请 Jennifer 老师慢速读一遍 slowly。
Thank you for informing me about the schedule change. That's okay. It's my job.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue. 请记住，只有卖弄出去，才会永生难忘。让我们热爱卖弄。
Hi, how did your exam go?
I don't know yet.
I'm sure you did well.
Thank you very much for encouraging me. Or thank you for encouraging me.
我请 Jennifer 老师自己把它读一遍 AB.
Hi, how did your exam go? I don't know yet. I'm sure you did well. Thank you for encouraging me.
我们来看第二个对话。
Mrs. Jones, I'm having a party this weekend. Can you make it? Yes, I can come. Thank you for inviting me. Should I bring something? Just yourself. Can I bring a friend? Sure, as many as you want. Okay, I'll see you then.
Mrs. Jones, I'm having a party this weekend. Can you make it?
Yes, I can. Thank you for inviting me. Should I bring something?
Just yourself.
Can I bring a friend?
Sure, as many as you want.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Unit 35.
Am I allowed to smoke here?
我可以在这吸烟吗?
Kim's note.
If you want to seem like you are a polite and considerate person, you probably will ask permission before you do something. One way to ask is with the pattern, do you mind? This is another useful sentence pattern for asking permission.This is also an extremely useful sentence pattern for teenagers. Teenagers are always asking permission to do more and more things.
精彩英文，请务必脱口而出。
举一反三 drill number 1.
Am I allowed to park here?
Number 2.
Am I allowed to sit here?
What do you think of this sentence?
That's a good one.
我可以坐这儿吗？
Yeah.
很有用吗? Very useful?
很有用。
Number 3.
Am I allowed to use your car tonight?
今晚我可以用你的车吗? Jim, am I allowed to use your car tonight?
Sure, here are the keys.
额外财富, bonus. Number 1.
Am I allowed to take the exam again? Sure.
Number 2.
Am I allowed to stay out a little longer?
Number 3.
Am I allowed to have a few friends over tonight?
Number 4.
Am I allowed to travel there without a visa?
Number 5.
Am I allowed to stay up late tonight?
我请 Jim 老师从第一句读到第五句 try to exaggerate your pronunciation from number 1 to number 5.
Am I allowed to take the exam again? Sure. Am I allowed to stay out a little longer? Am I allowed to have a few friends over tonight? Am I allowed to travel there without a visa? Am I allowed to stay up late tonight?
As quickly as possible, 最快速。
Am I allowed to take the exam again? Sure. Am I allowed to stay out a little longer? Am I allowed to have a few friends over tonight? Am I allowed to travel there without a visa? Am I allowed to stay up late tonight?
Jennifer's favorite sentences. Number one.
Am I allowed to borrow your mobile phone? No problem.
Number two.
Am I allowed to use your bathroom?
Number three.
Am I allowed to call you...Jenny? I'm sure she's heard this one a lot.
Yes.
My sister, who is also named Jennifer, has heard that a lot. And her answer was, no, my name is Jennifer.
Not Jenny.
Right.
Your name is Jim.
Right.
Number four.
Am I allowed to go to the party on Saturday night?
超级财富, super wealth. Number one.
Am I allowed to bring a guest? Sure, no problem.Bring as many people as you like. As we say, the more the merrier.
Yeah, 越多越好.
Number two.
Am I allowed to check out books? Do you have a library card?
Number three.
Am I allowed to take this? Sure, they are free. Help yourself.
Number four.
Am I allowed to sit here? Sure, go right ahead.
Number five.
Am I allowed to use your car tonight? Absolutely not. I still remember the last time you used it. There was a huge dent in the door. I was very mad. I was pissed off.
Slowly, one more time.
Am I allowed to use your car tonight? Absolutely not. I still remember the last time you used it. There was a huge dent in the door.I was very mad. I was pissed off.
疯狂卖弄, real life dialogue.
Am I allowed to smoke here? No, I'm afraid not. Okay, then excuse me while I step out for a minute. Go ahead. Sounds like he's dying for a cigarette.
Right.
And later he'll be dying from cigarettes.
Right. If he's 经常抽烟的话，最后也会因抽烟而死亡的。OK, 我们请 Jim 老师用三罪法来演绎一下。As quickly, as loudly, as clearly as possible.
Am I allowed to smoke here? No, I'm afraid not. Okay, then excuse me while I step out for a minute. Go ahead. Am I allowed to smoke here? No, I'm afraid not. Okay, then excuse me while I step out for a minute. Go ahead. Am I allowed to smoke here? No, I'm afraid not. Okay, then excuse me while I step out for a minute. Go ahead.
Unit 36.
Let me know if you change your mind.
如果你改变主意，请告诉我。Kim's note.
This is a more informal and more American way to say, tell me. It sounds more natural and friendly to tell someone, let me know if you need money, rather than demanding, tell me if you need money.Sometimes using tell me sounds like you feel a person is withholding the truth. So let me know.
It's better.
It's better.
Okay, 希望大家从今天开始都用 let me know, 而不要用 tell me. Let me know if you change your mind. 举一反三, drill. Number one.
Let me know if you need money.
Number two.
Let me know if anything goes wrong.
Number three.
Let me know if there's any difficulty.
请金老师从第一句读到第三句 as loudly as possible, as slowly as possible.
Let me know if you need money. Let me know if anything goes wrong.Let me know if there's any difficulty.
额外财富 bonus. Number one.
Let me know if I can help you in any way.
Thanks.
Number two.
Let me know if you want to go to the gym after work.
Number three.
Let me know if my smoking bothers you.
Number 4.
Let me know if you want to visit Guangzhou. I'll be glad to show you around.
Number 5.
Let me know if you are hungry. We can stop for lunch somewhere.
From number 1 to number 5, slowly exaggerate your pronunciation.
Let me know if I can help you in any way. Let me know if you want to go to the gym after work. Let me know if my smoking bothers you. Let me know if you want to visit Guangzhou. I'll be glad to show you around. Let me know if you are hungry. We can stop for lunch somewhere.
As quickly as possible.
Let me know if I can help you in any way. Thanks. Let me know if you want to go to the gym after work. Let me know if my smoking bothers you. Let me know if you want to visit Guangzhou. I'll be glad to show you around. Let me know if you're hungry. We can stop for lunch somewhere.
Jennifer's favorite sentences. Number 1.
Let me know if there is anything I can do for you.
I will let you know. I will. This is a very practical sentence.
Yes, it is.
Let me know if there is anything I can do for you. Slowly one more time. 最慢速.
Let me know if there is anything I can do for you. I will.
Number 2.
Let me know if you need my help. Thank you.
Number 3.
Let me know if my snoring interrupts your sleep. Just wake me up.
Number 4.
Let me know if you need a ride to school.
超级财富, super wealth. Number 1.
Let me know if you need money. I appreciate the offer, but I just got paid.
Number 2.
Thank you for setting up my new computer. It was my pleasure. Let me know if there's any difficulty.
Number 3.
Let me know if you have any problems. I'm sure everything will be fine. Thanks for offering, though.
Number 4.
Let me know if you need a ride to work tomorrow. Thanks, but I think my car will be fixed tonight.
Number 5.
Let me know if you need me to do anything for you while you are away. Okay, if I think of anything, I will be sure to let you know.
Also very good sentence.
Very good.
If you think of anything, I'll be sure to let you know.
Yep, if I...
Slowly, 请 Jim 老师为大家示范。
Let me know if you need me to do anything for you while you are away. Okay, if I think of anything, I will be sure to let you know.
额外成就感 extra achievement. 今天为大家准备的是 difficulty, 一个重量级的单词。Number 1.
I have some difficulty understanding English. You should practice more.
Hey, Jim, I've got a problem. I have some difficulty understanding English.
You should practice more.
Thank you for advice.
You're welcome.
Number 2.
Are you having any difficulty understanding my accent?
No problem.
Let me read it again. Are you having any difficulty understanding my accent?
No problem. You have very standard accent.
Thank you.
Number 3.
There is some difficulty with the schedule. Let's reschedule it.
Hey, Jim, I'm afraid there is some difficulty with the schedule.
Let's reschedule it.
Number four.
Did you have any difficulty finding the office?
Number five.
Do you have any difficulty breathing?
No.
Number six.
My grandfather is getting really old. He even has difficulty remembering my name. Hi, Grandpa. Hi, what's your name?
Jim.
Thank you.
疯狂卖弄 Real Life Dialogue.
Let me know if you change your mind. Okay, you will be the first to know. I don't want to make plans if you aren't sure about your decision. I told you. I will let you know. Don't push me.
As slowly as possible.
Let me know if you change your mind. Okay, you will be the first to know. I don't want to make plans if you aren't sure about your decision. I told you. I will let you know. Don't push me. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Now as quickly as possible.
Let me know if you change your mind. Okay, you'll be the first to know. I don't want to make plans if you aren't sure about your decision. I told you. I'll let you know. Don't push me.
Don't push me.
Money isn't everything. I tell them no. Look, you also need that diamond ring and a ton of gold and a lot of shares. Your honey, she wants a private jet. Man, who cares? You satisfy me and you turn me on. And that is why I sing this song. My dream is to own a money factory. So pay me money.